This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This poem is called Interesting Times. It takes its title from the famous Chinese curse, "May you live in interesting times." The occasion for the poem was the verge of the Iraq War. And in the poem, I imagine a couple of people driving to work on a cold pre-spring morning and thinking about what they're seeing, but also the moment they are involved with. So there's a sense of the larger historical moment, what might be called the global moment, and then there's the local moment of these two people driving and seeing scenes outside the car window. Interesting times. Everything's happening on the cusp of tragedy, the tip of comedy, the pivot of event. You want a placid life? Find another planet. This one is occupied with the story's arc. About to happen, on the verge, horizontal. You want another planet? Try the moon. Try any of the eight. Try Planet X. It's out there somewhere, black with serenity. How interesting will our times become? How much more interesting can they become? A crow with something dangling from its beak flaps onto a telephone pole top, daintily, and croaks its victory to other crows and tries to keep its morsel to itself. A limp shape, leggy, stunned, drops from the black beak, scissors like a rag. We drive past, commenting and looking upward. A sunny morning, too cold to be nesting, unless that is a nest the crow has seized against the coming spring. We've been at this historical site before, but not in any history we remember. The present has been cloaked in cloud before, and not on any holy mountaintop. To know the stars will one day fly apart so far they can't be seen is almost a relief. For the future flies in one direction, toward us, and the only way to sidestep it, the only way, is headed this way, too. So look. That woman's got a child by the hand. She's dragging him across the street. He's crying and she's shouting, but we see only dumb show. Their breath is smoke. Will she give in and comfort him? Will he concede at last? We do not know. Their words are smoke. In a minute, they'll be somewhere else entirely. Everyone in a minute will be somewhere else entirely, as the crow flies.